Actors have televised award ceremonies like the Oscars. Athletes have championship trophies and rings. Soldiers have ranks and medals. Journalists have the Pulitzer. Scientists have the Nobel. Mothers have Mother's Day. Employees have Employee of the Month awards. All of these are ways of publicly giving honor and expressing gratitude for a job well done, and to encourage others to do the same good job, and so to hope to achieve that honor as well. Today is the day that we honor all the saints. On other days at daily masses, we often focus in on one saint or one group of saints. So in the past month, we remembered St. Francis of Assisi and his radical devotion to holy poverty, St. Teresa of Avila and the depth of her prayer, the North American martyrs and their courage in spreading the gospel even at the cost of their own lives, and many more saints just in the month of October. And each of those days, with each saint, we listen to their words, we learn from their example, and we ask for the support of their prayers. We do this day after day. But then, one day a year, on this day, instead, we are blown away by the immensity of all of them, all together. St. John tells us in the first reading, "I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue." And this naturally demanded the question, who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from? These are they who follow the Lamb. These are the ones who survived the time of great distress. And what a picture it is. For we know that each of those saints, each of that countless multitude wearing white robes, has been courageous, has loved God and every human being with a powerful love, has striven hard to become completely good, never doing wrong, has become truly holy. Each one in their earthly lifetimes became completely free in the way our Lord Jesus describes in the Beatitudes in the Gospel reading. No longer enslaved to possessions or good feelings or earthly power or a good reputation. Instead, they had become pure of heart, kind and merciful, peacemakers who hungered and thirsted for righteousness. These are they who follow the Lamb. And they are countless in number. Now, not working separately, but joined together in perfect, glorious joy, face to face with the Lord Jesus, whom they have loved above all things, and in delightful communion with each other, singing his praises together in profound worship. Now that is an awards banquet. For memories of our earthly awards fade. Trophies and medals gather dust in the corner. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Every athlete exercises discipline to win a perishable crown, that is, their crown of laurel or olives or some other kind of leaves, but we, an imperishable crown." The honors of this earthly life last only so many decades. The reward of heaven, given to the saints, shines for all eternity. And so in the words of the letter to the Hebrews, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God." The saints of the Church Triumphant urge us on to conversion of heart, to faith, to hope, and to love. "You can do it," they say. You can do it in Christ. Salvation comes from our God. Come and join us.